Well, on the subject of very hard to answer questions, over to Hannah Critchlow for this week's Question of the Week.
The Naked Scientist's Question of the Week, brought to you in association with the Hauter Wiseman Foundation, supporting science and education from Alpha to Omega.
Well, summer's still some way off, but looking on the bright side.
This is Michael Patella from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. If you're not wearing sunscreen, are you more likely to get sunburn while wearing sunglasses?
So, does donning dark glasses affect your ability to make the brown suntanning pigment melanin? With the answer, here's Cambridge Laboratory of Molecular Biology scientist Mick Hastings, who's an expert on how the body responds to light.
Bottom line is no, but it is an intriguing question. Melanin is produced in response to light actually in the skin itself. It doesn't come from any glands. But there is a gland called the pineal gland, not the pituitary gland, the pineal gland, which produces something called melatonin. Now, the interesting biology here is that melatonin can affect pigmentation of skin in amphibians. In fact, that's how it was discovered. But melatonin has no effect on the skin of humans. It's actually melanin that makes us go darker in response to the sun. There's still another neat piece of biology underlying this, and that is to say that in recent years, what's been discovered is a completely novel set of light-responsive cells in the retina called intrinsically photoreceptive retinal ganglion cells. Bit of a mouthful, but there they are. And what these cells do, they're nothing to do with enabling us to see the world around us, but they're there for us to sense changes in light intensity and quality. And they have a very important effect on our mood, on our biological clocks, on our circadian rhythms. So at some level, if one were to wear sunglasses, it would affect not just how we see the world in terms of objects and movement and colour, it would also affect our response in terms of our mood, which would include heart rate, pupil contraction, things like this. So there are some subliminal effects of light on the body, which will be influenced by wearing sunglasses. But to cut to the chase, that will not affect whether or not we're more or less sensitive to sunburn and suntanning.
So, wearing dark glasses can affect your mood by decreasing the activity of the intrinsically photoreceptive retinal ganglion cells in the eye. But it shouldn't alter the melanin production in your skin. That is, unless you're a frog. Next week, a colour change of a different variety.
Hello, this is Jeff from Encinitas, California. I made several batches of caramels over the holidays using a recipe that combines corn syrup, brown sugar, condensed sweetened milk, and butter in a saucepan. The mixture is heated over a medium heat for about 40 minutes until it reaches a final temperature of 244 degrees Fahrenheit. This year I was using a new digital thermometer and was surprised to observe that rather than rising at a constant rate throughout the entire cooking time, the temperature would rise steadily for a few minutes, then remain constant for several minutes, and then start rising again. Why would the temperature rise so inconsistently? I love The Naked Scientist and listen to it while commuting in the car to and from work, and of course, while spending 40 minutes making caramels.
So why should the sticky stuff in the pan get hotter in stages? Well, send any answers you can cook up to Chris at thenakedscientist.com, tweet at Naked Scientists, write on our Facebook page, or join in the debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientists.com/forum.
Hannah Critchlow. Thank you, Hannah. Well, that's it for this week. Thank you at home for all of your questions. We're back next week, pushing the boundaries of the human experience as we explore cybernetics, how we make people part human and part machine. We'll also find out, as part of that, how a new electronic device could help people who are blinded by the condition retinitis pigmentosa. Thank you to our production team, Tom Simpkins, Mira Senthilingam, Ben Vassler and Hannah Critchlow. In the meantime, send in any questions to Chris at thenakedscientist.com. Have a wonderful week and we'll see you next time.
The Naked Scientists podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, the STFC, the Natural Environment Research Council, and UK FAST. For more cutting-edge science, join us online at nakedscientists.com.